To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, October 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The pandemic has left millions of Americans in dire financial straits, and their struggles have continued into the fourth quarter. Not so for the nation's ultra-wealthy. They've been able to recover most of what they lost at the start of the outbreak.
I think you could argue that we're seeing a huge transfer of wealth in this country, you know, further widening the income gap. I mean, the average American is, you know, potentially losing their job, being furloughed, really, you know, struggling to, you know, sustain their normal lifestyle.
So how did the rich get richer? Our reporter Catherine Clark will explain. That's after the break.
Avalara has been pioneering sales tax automation with cloud-based solutions since 2004. That's why businesses of all sizes turn to Avalara for real-time rate calculation, automatic return filing, and certificate management. Avalara automatically integrates with more than 700 ERP and e-commerce systems, likely what you use today. Find out how your business can save time and reduce risk at avalara.com/WSJ. That's AVALARA.com/WSJ. Avalara, tax compliance done right.
The wealthiest people in the U.S., those with a net worth of at least $30 million, took a hit at the start of the pandemic just like everyone else. But unlike the less well-off or even the ultra-wealthy in other countries, 6 months later they recovered most of what they lost. Our reporter Catherine Clark has been looking into this, and she joins me now to discuss. Hey, Catherine, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, many people have lost jobs in the past 6 months, even some high earners. How could the wealthy have gotten wealthier?
I know it does sound kind of bizarre, but, you know, at the very beginning of the pandemic, it hasn't always been rosy. At the very beginning of the pandemic, the wealthy did lose a lot of their collective net worth as the stock market initially plunged. But since the end of March until the end of August, they regained a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot more than their neighbors in other countries.
And that's pretty unusual for a recession.
Yeah, well, as we see with ultra-high net worth individuals, you know, unlike most Americans where their net worth is, you know, very directly tied to their salary or, you know, maybe tied up in owning a home, with these ultra-wealthy people, they have a lot of private and public holdings in companies. And while the stock market did have a huge drop, a huge hiccup at the beginning of the pandemic, it really has already recovered most of the losses suffered during the beginning of the pandemic, which is completely atypical. I mean, the Dow and the benchmark S&P 500 plunged about 35% within the first 6 weeks of the pandemic this spring, but now we're seeing it back at, you know, near all-time highs.
What was it like for the ultra-wealthy before 2019?
We've seen a steady increase in the collective net worth of the ultra-wealthy over the past few years, and that was cemented in 2019. Where the number of high net worth individuals, ultra high net worth individuals across the world rose 9.5%. And North America has really led the way with the growth of this super high net worth class. And in America, the collective net worth of people who have $30 million or more net worth is actually $12.4 trillion as of the end of last year.
Okay, so you mentioned that the very wealthy suffered declines in the first quarter in terms of net worth. But in terms of, you know, the membership in that exclusive club, how much did the pandemic affect that group?
In North America, we actually saw the ultra high net worth individuals, and we're classifying those as people with a net worth of $30 million or more. We saw them take an average hit of about 23% to their overall portfolios in the first 3 months of the year. But we've already seen them recover most of that wealth to the point where they're just 3% below the levels that they were at the end of 2019. which is not typical for the, you know, overall global situation. You know, globally, ultra high net worth individuals are seeing their collective net worth come in at levels around 9% less than they were at the end of last year. So in North America, the ultra wealthy are doing better than they are in other parts of the world.
And have the ultra wealthy in other countries seen the same kind of recovery?
Well, America has really fared the best in terms of the ultra high net worth set. The next best performer was Asia and then Africa, where ultra high net worth portfolios recovered 4% below their end of 2019 levels. The worst performers that we saw as of the end of August were countries in Western Europe, with the UK coming in at the bottom. They're really having some Brexit difficulties. And their ultra high net worth population experienced a 17% fall, and their collective net worth dropped by 20% as of the end of August.
Okay, so back to the US. Wealthy people here often own a lot of real estate. So how has their experience during the pandemic affected the real estate market?
So far, it's been a very mixed bag. So in New York City, for instance, the luxury real estate market is really on its deathbed. If you ask most developers, we've only seen a couple of major deals since the onslaught of the pandemic. Most of the deals we're seeing are in a much lower price category. A lot of the very wealthy people, as soon as this started, headed for Palm Beach, the Hamptons, the suburbs, and they have not come back. In other parts of the country, it's a completely different story. In Los Angeles, we're seeing huge deal after huge deal, $50 million, $100 million. So people are saying that, you know, some of these changes might be permanent. We might be seeing some of the richest people decamp from Manhattan to other parts of the country.
You know, Catherine, the way that people with extremely high net worth in this country have rebounded since the spring, it's certainly not indicative of people in other income classes. This seems like another sign of an income gap in the U.S.
Yeah, to some extent, I think you could argue that we're seeing a huge transfer of wealth in this country, you know, further widening the income gap. I mean, the average American is, you know, potentially losing their job, being furloughed, really, you know, struggling to, you know, sustain their normal lifestyle. And a lot of these super wealthy people, just through their stock market portfolios, have gained millions and millions of dollars in the last few months. So it really is just, you know, widening that gap.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Clark. Catherine, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.